Okay, our next storyteller is Rob Goodman. A person is a person.
Preamble here. I'm wearing this shirt. This shirt is from northern Uganda, where I've been working for the last 12 years on humanitarian projects. And a very good friend of mine from northern Uganda is here tonight, Bob Okello. Please stand up, Bob. Rob, that's me. 1967, I was a senior at the University of Minnesota, majoring in physiology, with dreams of becoming a medical doctor someday. Then I was drafted right out of school, sent to Vietnam. My first night in the field, I'm in the Michelin rubber plantation at 3 a.m., and all hell breaks loose in this ambush patrol. It was one horrifying night of many, many horrifying nights for the next year. And I still carry the shrapnel from that night in my body. Jeremy. So Jeremy in first grade came to first stage on a school field trip to see a play. Now Jeremy was a young African-American boy of a single parent family in Milwaukee. Didn't stand much of a chance. But you know, Jeremy kept coming back to first stage. Kept coming to see shows. And then he started taking classes. We had a theater academy where we taught life skills through stage skills. And he even started eventually performing on the main stage with adult professional actors. And Jeremy was doing pretty well. Madeline. One day I'm sitting in my office at first stage. And I'm reading letters and going through the mail. And I get this letter from this mom. And she said to me, "Mr. Goodman, this Saturday, we went to see Zeusicle at first stage. And my little daughter, Madeline, was sitting next to me in the next seat. Madeline is 7 years old, and she's exactly like every seven-year-old in the entire world, except for one thing. She has a rare form of dwarfism, and she's the size of a three-year-old. At that moment, the actor playing Horton, the elephant, walked on stage, and he started singing this song. A person's a person, no matter how small. Rob, 7 months later, after way too many ambush patrols, way too much blood, way too much death, way too many firefights, I get blown up by a huge mine. Multiple broken bones, massive concussions of all my internal organs. It left me to die for about a week in a field hospital, but I didn't. I came back, and I actually made it. I'm standing here today, unlike many of my friends. All I remember is when I came on that plane, I was about to land in Seattle, coming back home. It's like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? I'm not the same person. I am so not the same person that left a year ago. Jeremy. So now Jeremy's in high school, right? He's a junior. And he says, okay, I'm going to be an actor. An actor? Well, we tried to talk him out of it, right? I mean, he'd be coming to classes for his whole high school. He'd been there for 12 years at first stage, right? He had a home. But, you know, it's like, Jeremy, you can't become an actor. It's a lousy field. Doug can contest to that. But he was convinced, and he wanted to go to the best college possible. He didn't have any money to go to any college. But we helped him prepare an audition piece. To audition for the League of Professional Theater Training Program schools. You know, like Yale School of Drama, NYU, Juilliard, and stuff like that. We take him to Chicago for his audition. The first time out of Milwaukee, 90 miles, right? Does his audition. He's the only person in all of the Midwest auditions that gets a call back to Juilliard. 2 months later, he's in New York City at a callback. He's accepted to Juilliard. After his first semester, he gets the one and only merit scholarship for a full ride for 4 years to Juilliard. Madeline, a person's a person. And mom said she looked down at Madeline. Madeline looked up at her. She pointed at herself and patted herself on her head like she was measuring herself. And I knew at that moment that she knew that that song was about her. And tears came to my eyes. Rob. So here I am on the tarmac at Seattle, right? I'm certainly not going to go back into physiology. I'm not that person anymore. But after spending all my afternoons in the chem lab, all my evenings in the theater, I go that way. Get an MFA in directing at the theater, spend 10 years freelancing around the country. And then I founded a theater company in Milwaukee called First Stage, a professional theater for young people and families. It was exactly what I needed. With a 70% disability rating from the VA for PTSD and TBI and wounds received and two cancers from Agent Orange, the theater was the perfect medicine to help heal my soul. Jeremy, he graduated from Juilliard. He's actually making it in the business. He has been in 4 feature films. Last week, I kid you not, last week I was on his Facebook page and there was a picture of Jeremy on a camel. And what was behind him? The pyramids in Egypt. You see, he plays Rashid Bakar, one of the core characters in Netflix's Dear White People. And they were in Egypt on location filming the backstory for his character. Madeline. In Act 2, Mom said, Madeline was sitting on my lap. And towards the end of the show, Horton comes back on. He starts singing that same song again. A person. Later that day at home, my sister asked Madeline, Madeline, how did you enjoy the show? Madeline just smiled and started singing. A person's a person, no matter how small. Does art matter? Art gave Madeline hope and self-esteem. Art gave Jeremy a life. And art saved my life. Thank you.
Okay, our next storyteller is Rob Goodman. A person is a person.
Preamble here. I'm wearing this shirt. This shirt is from northern Uganda, where I've been working for the last 12 years on humanitarian projects. And a very good friend of mine from northern Uganda is here tonight, Bob Okello. Please stand up, Bob. Rob, that's me. 1967, I was a senior at the University of Minnesota, majoring in physiology, with dreams of becoming a medical doctor someday. Then I was drafted right out of school, sent to Vietnam. My first night in the field, I'm in the Michelin rubber plantation at 3 a.m., and all hell breaks loose in this ambush patrol. It was one horrifying night of many, many horrifying nights for the next year. And I still carry the shrapnel from that night in my body. Jeremy. So Jeremy in first grade came to First Stage on a school field trip to see a play. Now Jeremy was a young African-American boy of a single parent family in Milwaukee. Didn't stand much of a chance. But you know, Jeremy kept coming back to First Stage. Kept coming to see shows. And then he started taking classes. We had a theater academy. We taught life skills through stage skills. And he even started eventually performing on the main stage with adult professional actors. And Jeremy was doing pretty well. Madeline. One day I'm sitting in my office at First Stage. And I'm reading letters and going through the mail. And I get this letter from this mom. And she said to me, Mr. Goodman, this Saturday went to see Zeusicle at First Stage. And my little daughter, Madeline, was sitting next to me in the next seat. Madeline is 7 years old, and she's exactly like every 7-year-old in the entire world, except for one thing. She has a rare form of dwarfism, and she's the size of a 3-year-old. At that moment, the actor playing Horton, the elephant, walked on stage, and he started singing this song. A person's a person, no matter how small. Rob, 7 months later, after way too many ambush patrols, way too much blood, way too much death, way too many firefights, I get blown up by a huge mine. multiple broken bones, massive concussions of all my internal organs, and left me to die for about a week in a field hospital, but I didn't. I came back, and I actually made it. I'm standing here today, unlike many of my friends. All I remember is when I came on that plane, I was about to land in Seattle, coming back home. It's like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? I'm not the same person. I am so not the same person that left a year ago. Jeremy. So now Jeremy's in high school, right? He's a junior. And he says, okay, I'm going to be an actor. An actor? Well, we tried to talk him out of it, right? I mean, he'd be coming to classes for his whole high school. He'd been there for 12 years at First Age, right? He had a home. But, you know, it's like, Jeremy, you can't become an actor. It's a lousy field. Doug can contest to that. But he was convinced, and he wanted to go to the best college possible. He didn't have any money to go to any college. But we helped him prepare an audition piece to audition for the League of Professional Theater Training Program schools. You know, like Yale School of Drama, NYU, Juilliard, and stuff like that. We take him to Chicago for his audition. The first time out of Milwaukee, 90 miles, right? Does his audition. He's the only person in all of the Midwest auditions that gets a call back to Juilliard. 2 months later, he's in New York City at a callback. He's accepted to Juilliard. After his first semester, he gets the one and only merit scholarship for a full ride for 4 years to Juilliard. Madeline, a person's a person. And Mom said she looked down at Madeline. Madeline looked up at her. She pointed at herself and patted herself on her head like she was measuring herself. And I knew at that moment that she knew that that song was about her. And tears came to my eyes. Rob. So here I am on the tarmac at Seattle, right? I'm certainly not going to go back into physiology. I'm not that person anymore. But after spending all my afternoons in the chem lab, all my evenings in the theater, I go that way. Get an MFA in directing at the theater, spend 10 years freelancing around the country. And then I founded a theater company in Milwaukee called First Stage, a professional theater for young people and families. It was exactly what I needed. With a 70% disability rating from the VA for PTSD and TBI and wounds received and two cancers from Agent Orange, the theater was the perfect medicine to help heal my soul. Jeremy, he graduated from Juilliard. He's actually making it in the business. He has been in 4 feature films. Last week, I kid you not, last week I was on his Facebook page and there was a picture of Jeremy on a camel. And what was behind him? The pyramids in Egypt. You see, he plays Rashid Bakar, one of the core characters in Netflix's Dear White People. And they were in Egypt on location filming the backstory for his character. Madeline. In Act 2, Mom said, Madeline was sitting on my lap. And towards the end of the show, Horton comes back on. He starts singing that same song again. A person. Later that day at home, my sister asked Madeline, Madeline, how did you enjoy the show? Madeline just smiled and started singing. A person's a person. No matter how small. Does art matter? Art gave Madeline hope and self-esteem. Art gave Jeremy a life. And art saved my life. Thank you.